Here at The World, we often turn to our online community of veterans for help with our coverage. So this week, we asked you, members of our community, what you'd want to hear on the show today. And one question many of you had was, how is President Trump doing with this major campaign promise?
Every veteran will get timely access to top quality medical care. Every veteran.
To learn more about Trump's efforts to reform the Departments of Veterans Affairs, we reached out to Andrew Boreen. He's a former Marine officer who's currently a visiting fellow at George Mason University. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Marco.
So Trump has spoken a lot about modernizing healthcare and expanding healthcare options for veterans. The White House has taken some steps to meet those goals. Like last summer, Trump announced the VA would adopt a new system for electronic records and cut down on wait times. Have we seen any changes so far?
Well, the good question here. The VA Secretary Shulkin has actually announced that the transition has started, but to modernize fully VA information technology systems and bring in up cybersecurity issues, we're looking at about an 8-year timeline in order to complete the work on modernizing information technology throughout the VA.
If you had to sum it up, what do you see as the problem?
It's kind of a structural challenge in that whoever was undertaking this change has a really Herculean effort when you think about the scale of the records housed by the Veterans Administration, in addition to the security issues as they modernize the system and align it with the current Department of Defense medical records system.
Now, Donald Trump has also spoken about expanding health care options for veterans. Have we seen any moves to make that happen under his administration?
The intent is there. It's been clearly articulated. If you look at the impact, however, there are still some challenges in terms of the Veterans Choice programs really getting streamlined. I'm not exactly sure when that will come to completion, but the choice programs as of today are still having some problems in terms of veterans, particularly in rural areas, getting access to care.
As a Marine veteran, what are the issues you want to see Trump focusing on?
For my part, and I'll just say this, not as a Marine veteran, but as a concerned American, I'm actually not a particularly big fan of singling out any minority group. And so I was, frankly, disappointed by the announced transgender service ban. From what I understand, that they will continue to be allowed to serve.
Yeah. So, I mean, how has that felt? Do you feel like other issues for veterans have gotten eclipsed?
Unfortunately, I think so. I think that's a real hot button radioactive issue. But I think that, as with many things, some of the more inflammatory words and the more inflammatory rhetoric, particularly as regards a very small minority of serving active duty troops and veterans, has distracted from the intent to improve veterans care, at least certainly in the public narrative and what shows up on the front page of newspapers and on cable news.
Right.
But more broadly, I'd like to see particularly the process of those filing claims and those appealing claims, to see that their wait times are greatly reduced. But that is going to require investment. The estimate that the VA Secretary, Mr. Shulkin, put forward was that it might cost up to $800 million to hire adequate numbers of appellate adjudicators and professionals to reduce that backlog. So, yeah, we can all talk well wish and heap praise upon veterans, but it costs money to provide these services. And I'd really like to see Congress allocate funding, and I'd like to see the president sign off on budgets that increase the care for veterans everywhere.
The Trump administration released a fact sheet this week touting the tremendous progress it's made on Veterans Affairs. What's your take? I mean, 10 months into the administration, is tremendous the right word?
I don't know that I would use the word tremendous. I would certainly use the word movement in the right direction. You know, we just talked a bit about how the eight-year horizon for modernizing health records exists, but they have started that process. Their heart is in the right place, and some of the policies are being pursued.
Andrew Boreen, a former Marine officer who's currently a visiting fellow at George Mason University. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, but today is the birthday of the Marines. So I guess I say happy birthday to you, Andrew.
Yeah, hoorah. That's exactly what you say. And
hoorah.
I want to thank all of the veterans across America who ever served a day in uniform for putting their lives on the line.
Thank you for your time today, Andrew.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to our online community of veterans for sharing their questions about the VA with us. If you're a veteran and want to be part of our network, just text the word RETURN to the number 69866. That's RETURN to 69866. And thank you.